Fanvale for Mail Call. Americans, here's Mail Call, one big package of fun and music delivered to you by the stars you want to hear in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA.
Ahoy, mates. Come on up on the gangplank. The good ship Mail Call is about to set out on its weekly entertainment cruise at the request of and for the Navy. But every ship must have a skipper, and the good ship Mail Call has some skipper. It's that lovely, beautiful 20th Century Fox starlet, Jane Nye.
Hello, gang. Welcome aboard the good ship Mail Call. Our cargo is laughter and song, so if you're in the mood for fun, come on along. Well, let's get our ship underway by calling on the King sisters to set us on a sweet course with candy. Kings?
Because I'm sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me. He understands me, my understanding candy, and candy's all.
To see. Say, I think I see the gal who was invited aboard by Seaman Second Class Howard A. Webb and Fireman Second Class Eugene F. Downs. Oh, Betty, Betty Grable, report to the bridge. Well, Betty, you know you must pay for your passage with a song, so what will it be?
Here's My Heart Tells Me. Sometimes I feel so very certain that you care, and there are times I feel we don't belong. The more I fall for you, the more I must beware. So how am I to know if I am right or wrong? For my heart tells me this is just a fling. Yet you say our love means everything. Do you mean what you are saying? Or is this a little game you're playing? My heart tells me I will cry again. Lips that kiss like yours could lie again. If I'm fool enough to see this through, will I be sorry if I do? Should I believe my heart or you?
Sensation, Betty. Simply sensation. So stick around, though, because we're going to call on you for a bit of acting later on in the cruise. Right now, I should issue orders to that handsome baritone Dick Hames to entertain us with some of his singing. If you're ready, Dick, let's hear Every Day of My Life.
Every day of my life, you'll be near to me. Though the love that we knew is no more, you're still dear to me. With each breath I take, I just lie awake. Tender thoughts of you fill my heart. Memories will never part. Every day of my life, I'll live just for you. And I'll treasure each moment we spent when our love was new. While the spark may burn, I'll keep hoping someday you'll return. And I'll wait here every day of my life. The spark may burn, I'll keep hoping someday you'll return. And I'll wait here every day of my life. Sing
to me every day of my life, and I wouldn't complain. Uh-oh, there's a character over by the port side. Ken Murray's his name. And look who is approaching him. It's that blonde shell, Marilyn Maxwell.
Hi, Hiya, Ken. Hiya, men.
Marilyn, may I say that you look lovely tonight?
Well, thank you.
That dress is beautiful, really. It sort of brings out your eyes, you know.
Brings out yours, too.
Yeah. Well, Marilyn, how do you think I look tonight?
Well, say, you look mighty spruce yourself, Kenneth.
I do, huh? How do you like this suit?
Swell. It's the first one I ever saw with turtleneck pants.
Yeah. I can't help it. When the tailor measured me, I was standing in a hole.
Say,
oh, wait a minute. That's a good joke. I'll go like that. Go ahead.
Say, Ken, the other day, didn't I see you going into the Palladium?
Yeah, I go to the Palladium lots.
Brushing up on your dancing?
No, my whistling. You may not believe this, Marilyn, but I can't find a girl who really likes me.
Well, I thought you were going around with some redhead.
Yes, I was, but we broke up. She had such a terrible temper.
Temper?
Temper. Every time anything went wrong, she'd jump up and down.
Well, lots of people do that.
Yeah, but I was underneath. You gotta lie.
Ken, I can't understand you. With all the girls in the blackouts, I should think you could get a girl. Haven't you ever had a date with one?
Oh, sure, but you know how it is. One girl tells another, and pretty soon none of them will go out with me. I even wrote a letter to the Advice to the Lovelorn editor, and I told them my whole case, all the things about me, full particulars, and I signed it Anxious.
Well, what happened?
They sent a letter back. Dear Anxious, after reading your letter, we're anxious.
Well, look, Ken, why yes. don't you call up all the glamour girls you know?
I did, but she refused.
Oh.
So, Marilyn, I was wondering if you'd give me a date.
Well, gosh, Ken, this is so sudden.
No, it isn't. I even dreamed about you last night. I was chasing you in my car.
Well, did you catch me?
Almost.
Even in dreams, he runs out of gas.
Yeah.
Ken, it's no use pretending. My kind of man must be strong, masculine, and manly.
I'm strong. Just feel my muscles. Go ahead. Feel my arm. Mm.
Say, I bet you eat lots of jelly, don't you?
Well, I'll try again later, Marilyn. Right now, you should be wrapping that choice voice of yours around a song.
Gladly, Ken. How about Tabby the Cat?
Go right ahead, dream lover. I'll walk along.
After all is said and done, there ain't but the one. He walks around with a righteous air, because he knows that he ain't no square. He never misses a smart affair, that's Tabby the Cat. He makes the rounds every single night, and let me say it's the strangest sight. He taps his foot when the rhythm's right, that's Tabby the Cat. He's the playboy of the alley, running around doing the town. And cause he calls Count Basie Pally, all the kittens throw the mittens down. He wears a coat that's a cat's meow, he blinks his eyes and he takes a bow. Because he knows when to holler, ow, Tabby the Cat. He knows when to holler, ow! Tabby the Cat, the Cat, the Cat, that's Tabby the Cat. That's Tabby the Cat, the Cat, the Cat, Tabby the Cat.
Well, we're at the halfway mark in our mail call cruise, and when all the passengers were asked whether or not they were having a good time, they all said, Natch! But the King sister said, accentuate the positive.
gather round me. Everybody, gather round me. While I preach some, fill a sermon, come in on me.
The topic will be sin, that's what I'm against.
If you wanna hear my story,
then settle back and just sit tight.
Why start reviewing the attitude of doing right?
You gotta accept, accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You gotta spread joy to the maximum, bring bloom down to the minimum, have faith. A pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate, might have three more. Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said you better accentuate
the positive, eliminate the negative,
latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between. To illustrate my last remark, oh, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did he do? What did he do? Just when everything was dark.
Man, he said you better
accentuate the positive, eliminate, lose the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. So now you've heard my sermon. Cut out.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between. Thank you, Tony. That was wonderful. And now we go below where the Mail Call Dramatic Society of the lower deck is about to entertain us with one of their out-of-this-world presentations. But let's have Don Wilson set the stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now present a condensed version of The Princess and the Pirate.
Starring Bob Hope.
Today's cast includes Humphrey Bogart, Betty Grable, and Bob Hope.
Not in the order of their importance.
The time, 1500 A.D. The action takes place on the good ship Mary Ann, one of the trimmest crafts in the Navy. Hiding aboard the vessel is the Princess Snowflake, played by Betty Grable.
She's a pretty trim craft herself.
Also hiding in his cabin is an impersonator called the Great Sylvester. We find Sylvester looking in a mirror.
Oh, magic mirror upon the wall. Tell me, who is the handsomest one of all?
You are the handsomest one of all.
Oh, thank you, mirror.
Well, that's all right. I'm a little cracked anyway.
We'll call you in a couple of months. Take it easy.
Well, I better get ready. The princess is coming down. Let's see now. I have on my new velvet breeches, my powdered wig, my new leather doublet, and my red plush yo-yo. Guess I'm ready. Come in. Ah, princess, I'm glad you've come.
Well, I came as soon as I got your message. What's cooking?
What's cooking? Princess, please, we're in the 17th century. I sent for you because I'm carrying the secret map where the treasure's buried.
Where is it?
Tattooed on my chest, right here under the hair.
Oh, have you got hair on your chest?
Sure, look. I know, it's a little frightening, I know, but... Go ahead, look. Look,
yes.
It's for the army, look.
Yes, and it's such a nice curly one.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Princess, we're in great danger.
The first thing we have to do is get off this ship. Well, the ship is being attacked. The ship is being attacked. Where can I hide?
Sylvester, where are you?
Right next to you, and thank goodness for the hoop skirt. Say, have you seen the hook yet? I think he's at the door now. Yeah, that's the hook. I'd know his knuckles anywhere.
My princess.
My pirate.
My exit.
Just a minute, Sylvester. I hear you got my secret map.
Honest, Mr. Pirate, it's only a rumor.
Rumor? Well, how would you like a swift kick in the scuttlebutt?
You'll have to see my agent.
Are you a real pirate, sir?
Am I a what?
Are you a real pirate, sir?
Well, you know what it means when you see the skull and crossbones.
Yeah, Sinatra just went by.
Now, wait a minute. I want that map. Do you hear? Take off your shirt.
Which one of us are you talking to?
Well, I can try, can't I? You, I hear you got a tattooed on your chest.
No, I haven't.
We'll see. Take off your shirt.
But it's chilly. All right, I'll take it off there. Do you see anything on my chest?
I don't even see a chest. And it's such a nice curly one. Until I find my map, I'll just take the princess along as a hostage.
Oh, yeah? You'll take her over my dead body? Is it too late for a retraction?
Oh, Sylvester, protect me.
I can't stand it. Up and down, up and down, up and down. I just can't stand it.
Who are you?
Oh, just a big fat wave.
He does it too well.
Say, Hook.
That's a lot of jello, yes.
Say, Hook.
Yes?
Yes? Oh, I'm sorry.
Hook, there's one thing I'd like to say.
Shut up.
But Hook, I just...
Shut up.
But Hook, I...
Shut up.
But...
Shut up, will you?
Call off this treasure hunt.
All right, I'll call it off, but one of you will have to hang from the highest yardarm.
The highest yardarm?
Yes, swing and sway the Charles Lawton way. Now, which one will it be? Who shall hang?
Hook.
Yes?
Well, there comes a time in every man's life when duty calls. In a case like this, any man who calls himself a man...
Were you calling me, Junior? Were you calling me?
Shut that door.
What happened? What's the matter?
Were you when calling you want me? Somebody with talent, they won't come in. It's that bit player from Paramount, old man Crosby. What are you doing here?
Well, I heard they were hanging you.
And you came to save me?
I brought the rope.
Bob Hope, Betty Grable, and Humphrey Bogart. That was really fun. And what's his name who came in late? Uh-oh, the band is forming on the upper deck, which means that we're in for a treat. Let's listen. That brings us back into port. The Liberty parties are getting ready to leave ship, which means the mail call cruise is over for this week, but there'll be another one setting out next week. Be with us then, will you? Until then, this is your skipper, Jane Nye, saying so long and God bless you all.
Another mail call is secure. Signatures on the ship's log tonight include Bob Hope, Betty Grable, Humphrey Bogart, Marilyn Maxwell, Ken Murray, Dick Hames, the King Sisters, the AFRS Band, and your beautiful skipper, Jane Nye. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear...